This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. You may want to stay inside tonight as temperatures plummet into the single digits and the wind will make it feel even colder, well below zero. Mark Wysocki with Cornell University's Department of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences joins us to give us tips about getting through our region's cold spell. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about this weather system. It's drawing air from the Arctic Circle basically through the entire United States east of the Rockies. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. We have a series, a string of low pressure sitting from Hudson Bay all the way down to just north of New York State. And at the surface, that's creating a very strong northerly flow right from the Arctic Circle right into the Midwest, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. And then it's taking a turn towards the east, and it's headed towards New York State currently. And at about 35,000 feet, we have the same kind of flow pattern that's occurring. So it's a very deep layer of cold air coming our way.
Our current forecast is calling for a low around 7 above zero in New York City. West winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, gusting up to 50 miles per hour could make it feel like 11 below zero. What are the risk factors here for things like frostbite?
Well, primary risk factor here is that if you have any kind of skin that's exposed to that kind of wind and temperature, you could start seeing signs of frostbite within about 3 to 4 minutes.
Wow.
So that can be very dangerous, and people really wouldn't recognize that because it happens very quickly.
What are signs of frostbite?
Some of those signs are going to be a general numbness that you would feel. Visually, things tend to kind of turn whitish in color. When you come indoors, most of your other body is going to be fairly warm and heated up, but you might not be able to feel like the fingertips that you have or the tip of your nose or things like this. One of the safety things to do, though, is to run your fingers or your hands, if you feel you do have frostbite, is actually into fairly, not so much hot water, but cool water. You don't want to have that very large change in temperature. You just want to get maybe 40-degree water and so forth. That helps with the initiation get out of this kind of frostbite. So don't necessarily put your hands under hot water to try and warm them up too fast.
When you talk about bundling up, what does that mean exactly?
Well, the best way to do this is to wear layers of clothing. That helps to trap your body heat in, and it helps to prevent the wind from carrying that heat away. So in other words, you should have a really good long-sleeve T-shirt on, a good solid heavy shirt, and then a good winter coat and scarves and gloves and things like this. So what you should really do is protect yourself from both the temperature as well as from the winds.
Chicago and other cities closed schools today. New York City schools will be open tomorrow. Should parents be concerned about their kids walking to school or waiting for the bus?
I would say that there should be some concern here because of the fact that, again, you're exposing the kids as well as anybody at that hour, especially early in the morning when your temperatures tend to be the lowest, to the extreme wind chill factors that will be there. So I would either have if it's all possible, I'd have people wait by the door and then run out to the bus rather than waiting at the bus stop itself. I am hearing that throughout the Northeast, some of the schools are actually closing ahead of time. Like up here in Ithaca, some of our schools are closing now for tomorrow because they don't want the children standing outside in this kind of wind chill.
You know, everybody famously says on bitterly cold days like today, well, I thought we were undergoing climate change. What happened to global warming?
I think what people misunderstand, the scientific part about the global warming, is that this is part of it. What we are concerned about are seeing too many of these extreme events occurring in a very short time period, where for 4 or 5 days you're up in the 60s, and then all of a sudden 4 or 5 days you're plunged immediately back down into these sub-zero conditions. The global climate change issue is what you have to remember is on average what we look at. So, yes, you have extremes that occur over a short period of time, but when you average these temperatures out, you find that the average is warmer than it should be, or at least typically it has been for the last 30 years and so forth. People will probably be shocked that November turned out to be the warmest month on record for the globe.
Wow.
Yet there are a lot of cold temperatures that occurred in the Northeast during November.
Mark Wysocki is with Cornell University's Department of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences in Ithaca, New York. where the temperature is supposed to get as low as how low tonight, Mark?
Well, we're going to be looking at about minus 20 to 25 for tonight.
Stay warm.
For wind chill, that is, for the wind chill.
Okay, adding that wind in there. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
This is WNYC.